Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Well, today is the opening session for the South Carolina General Assembly, which is always productive, madness, mayhem, all of the above, and can be good, bad, or indifferent for agriculture. So let's talk a little bit, Commissioner Weathers, about what you're anticipating this year.
Well, you're right. Our folks come back to town today with some significant changes, a new speaker. We have a new House Ag Committee Chairman, Davy Hyatt, a great friend of agriculture. We will have a new Senate Subcommittee Chairman for Agriculture because Senator McGill has moved on. So a lot of changes. We try to be respectful of that and work within the system, as I call it. But every year, just like I plant crops at home, we plant the ideas about the Department of Agriculture and the budget required to carry out these initiatives. So it's like planting season whenever they come back and the budget process starts.
Now, speaking of budget, undoubtedly that is the most important thing to your department that comes out of the General Assembly in any given year. Any thoughts as to how that might go for you?
Well, we watch the big picture. South Carolina revenues are going to be up because the economy is recovering. Yet, we have several big priorities that affect us all. We've talked about the roads in South Carolina and the need of repair, and that's money. There was a major legal decision last year regarding schools and distribution of funds evenly. So that's going to have to be dealt with. The Medicare costs always seem to be going up, so that's got to be dealt with. The education of children and the per student allocation. All of those big, big things that affect all of us, we have to be aware of that, but yet for agriculture, it's my job as commissioner to advocate as strongly as I can that an investment in the Department of Agriculture and, by extension, the industry of agriculture helps our economy, and a growing economy helps provide the funds to do all the things that we've got to get done.
Of course, this is a months-long process, and we really need to keep an eye on this almost daily.
Well, it begins in the House pretty quickly. We'll start next week with a budget presentation to our subcommittee, and they'll ask questions, they'll dig in, and as all agencies will do, and then it goes to the full Ways and Means Committee, and they'll try to prioritize things and do their best job to allocate the resources we were talking about earlier, the state's revenues. From there, it goes to the full House, and they complete their process almost before the Senate begins theirs. Then we move across and we do similarly in the Senate, again with a new chairman, then the full committees, and then the full Senate, and then they all get together, and sometimes it requires a conference committee. Then we work with the governor. If she looks at pieces of the state budget that are not on her priority list, we have to make sure that agriculture is, and we try to work closely with the governor's office so that we don't then have to overcome a veto. So it is ongoing from about middle of January, really, until 1st of May. So there'll be one step or the other along the way. And it's our job, ours, along with Clemson University and the Forestry Department and things of that, those agencies, to talk about agribusiness, what it means to South Carolina, how it can help make South Carolina a state we love to live in.
Absolutely. All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.